Freedom Round the Globe, A World History of the American Revolution by Sarah M.S. Pearsall. Narrated by Beth Hicks, with a preface read by the author. To Edward, my students, and those whom George Washington called the future guardians of the liberties of the country.
Preface. In 1976, even boxes of fried chicken celebrated the American Revolution. Covered in stars and stripes, they proclaimed with cheer, "Happy Birthday, America." The form and face of George Washington, the colony's leading American general and the first U.S. president, appeared in the shape of whiskey bottles and flower-scented Avon soaps set on crystal dishes. The bicentennial commemoration of the American Revolution loomed large for Americans, including four-year-old me in pigtails and sneakers. Bouncing around in our pumpkin-colored station wagon in Del Mar, California, no car seats then, I gazed up at spinning blue and orange balls declaring Shell gasoline to contain the spirit of 76, seemingly part of the celebration. No one gave me a Barbie doll dressed in an 18th century style red and blue dress with militiamen marching across the skirt, but if they had, I would have played with it. At my preschool, I cut up red, white, and blue paper. With tongue out of the side of my mouth in concentration, I glued them into the stars and stripes of the American flag and shook glitter on them with a heavy hand. In 1976, 1776, smelled floral and glistened marvelous. A few years later, in my fifth grade history class, we spent an entire semester summarizing pamphlets about 26 American Revolutionary heroes, probably an activity that had been on repeat since 1976. All 26 were to be assembled into a folder with an artistic cover, submitted in a crescendo of industriousness, patriotism, and colored pencils. I found writing these deferential summations so dull that I completed only three, and I never much liked decorating anything. My history report card that semester was underwhelming. I'm not proud of this behavior, but now I understand it a bit better. These great patriots, no loyalists, of course, all lived back east, most of them in places I had never even seen, like Philadelphia, some 3,000 miles and 200 years distant. I can recall only one woman, Betsy Ross, who, in her dainty little mob cap, supposedly crafted the first stars and stripes. In my dirty sneakers, racing the boys, I was not about to sew any flags. This did not seem like my world. I am as surprised as anyone that I have written a history of the American Revolution. After teaching this material for decades, I ended up crafting the book that I wanted to read, one that covers the whole set of events from Pontiac's War to the Constitution and puts that American Revolution in a much richer international context. Moving beyond simple hero worship or propaganda, this capacious history aims to celebrate principles and to acknowledge complications while connecting the U.S. story with people and places all over the world. A lot has changed since 1976, more than I could have imagined. Yet I still think there is a place for a new account of the American Revolution. In tumultuous times, a complex and colorful history of global resistance to tyranny has much to teach us. These days, few of us are recognized descendants of the sons and daughters of the American Revolution. However, many of us would like to believe that we are friends of liberty, as supporters of the revolution called themselves. Amid imperfections and intolerance, we dream of better worlds and labor in all kinds of different ways to make them a reality. This work has only become more urgent since 1976. Here, then, is my wonky celebration of the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, a grown-up version.